News Research wires its Hermes agent into Stripe to spend money. News Research has connected its Hermes agent to Stripe, letting the agent make purchases, pay for API calls, and provision SaaS without a human clicking the buy button each time. The detail that matters most is the smallest one in the announcement: configurable safety limits. The company shared the integration through Crypto Media on June 16, 2026, framing it as a way to give an autonomous agent a real wallet while keeping a cap on what it can do with it. This lands in the middle of a busy stretch for agentic payments. Days earlier, Coinbase opened payment accounts for AI agents using its X402 rails. The common thread is that the models are no longer just drafting emails or writing code. They are being handed the ability to move money, and the engineering question has shifted from whether an agent can pay to how tightly you can bound what it pays for. The buy button was never the bottleneck. Letting software trigger a card charge is old technology. Subscription billing, metered API usage, and automated cloud provisioning have run on stored payment credentials for years. The genuinely hard problem is supervision. An agent that can pay any invoice can also pay the wrong invoice, loop on a runaway task, or get steered by a malicious prompt into draining a budget. The configurable limits in the Noose setup are the answer to that anxiety, not a footnote to it. That framing is worth sitting with. A spend limit is a trust boundary. It is the difference between handing an assistant your card and handing it your card with a daily ceiling, a category whitelist, and a kill switch. The first is reckless. The second is a delegation you can actually live with. The value of this integration is less about Hermes touching Stripe and more about the rails for capping an autonomous spender, maturing to the point where people will use them. Spend limits are a pattern crypto users already know. Anyone who has used a virtual card recognizes the logic immediately. Single-use numbers, per-merchant caps, and instant freezes exist precisely because a payment credential loosed into the wild needs a fence around it. Agentic payments are arriving at the same conclusion from a different direction. Give the spender autonomy, then constrain the blast radius. Crypto's version of this control is often programmatic by default. On-chain spend allowances, multi-sig thresholds, and session keys all encode, "This account may spend up to X under these conditions," directly into the rails. That is the same shape as a configurable agent budget. The two worlds are converging on a single idea: money that software can move should come pre-wrapped in rules about how much, to whom, and how often. Stripe and X402 point at different rails. Noose routing its agent through Stripe keeps the settlement on conventional card and bank rails. With all the fraud tooling, chargeback machinery, and reach that implies, Coinbase's X402 approach leans on stablecoin settlement and HTTP native payments, aiming at machine-to-machine flows where a card network is overhead. Both can be right. An agent buying a SaaS seat or paying a human-facing vendor benefits from Stripe's coverage. An agent paying fractions of a cent per API call thousands of times an hour is a poor fit for card interchange and a better fit for stablecoin settlement. The likely outcome is not one winner. It is agents that hold more than one payment method and pick the rail that fits the transaction, the way a person reaches for a card, a bank transfer, or a wallet depending on the situation. A single-source announcement with caveats. The integration was reported through crypto media rather than detailed in a formal product spec at the time of writing, so the operational specifics are thin. The pricing, the exact shape of the safety limits, the merchant categories supported, and how a human stays in the loop are not fully spelled out. Treat the high-level claim as confirmed and the mechanics as pending. The pattern it represents is the durable takeaway. Autonomous spend is becoming a configured, bounded capability rather than an all-or-nothing switch. For anyone budgeting around programmable money, the lesson is the one the crypto cards market learned first. The control surface is the product. An agent that can pay is only as useful as the limits you can put on it.